Good project.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for November 19th, 2024. We appreciate you being here this morning. We'll begin our meeting today, as we always do, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you can please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, just asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every elected official in Jefferson County. And Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around the family of military ones that are away from taking care of our democracy. And Lord, without a doubt, we ask that you bind us together as a strong nation, leading, moving in the right direction. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present in the audience today who wishes to make a comment about any item that's on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we will move on and a little bit out of order, take item A under Human Resources on the addendum to today's Commissioners Court meeting to consider and possibly approve posting the Assistant County Engineer position for the Engineering Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we will move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for invitations for bid for Jefferson County Diversion Center renovation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. And the B is to receive and file bids for an IFB for Popeye Homes concrete walkway renovation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve award for invitation of bid for the Jefferson County Diversion Center renovation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. With Inland Environments Limited for line item 1 in the amount of $149,768 and Preferred Facilities Group USA for line items 2 through 20 in the amount of $4,704,870. Item D is consider and approve award for invitations for bid for the Popeye Homes concrete walkway renovation pursuant to Chapter 262. The Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, to with Triangle Contract Concrete Services, Inc., DBA Triangle Civil Services, in the amount of $76,810. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap metal property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it might command, with a return of funds to the county. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Real quick, Judge, I want to thank Michelle and Engineering and Fran for working on that project. It's a safety issue, but it's also a beautification issue. So thank y'all very much for that. Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2024 budget transfer out for Doggett Ford Park for additional costs for utilities in the amount of $300,000. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2025 budget amendment for health and welfare, 2 vans due to delay in delivery, in the amount of $96,166. Item C is to consider, approve, and authorize county auditors to submit the call for projects for Texas General Land Office Disaster Recovery Reallocation Program in association with Hurricane Harvey. The three projects will be Road and Bridge Precinct 1 Road Repair for Northwest Forest, additional estimated to be $500,000, Jefferson County Water Control Improvement District 10 Lift Station Number 1 and Number 2. Force Main Improvements, estimated to be $1,525,000, and Drainage District Number 6 for Ditch 107, estimated to be $1,250,000. Item D is to receive and file a statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Program for fiscal year ending August 31st, 2024. Item E is consider and approve expenditure by Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with order pursuant to Section 130.908 of the Texas Local Government Code for costs associated with the docking station for Tough Books in the amount of $2,620. Two Canon multifunction printers in the amount of $1,618.78, and costs associated with training with Texas Justice Court Training Center for Brandy Isidore and Everett Corman in the amount of $660. Item F is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a fiscal year 2025 local government assistance program agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and the Texas Department of Transportation for allotments of RAP materials. Item G is consider and approve a fiscal year 2024 budget transfer for general services for additional costs for workers' compensation insurance and benefits in the amount of $213,802. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 523162 through 523319. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion?
Just like to thank Fran and Michelle and the other people that we got these projects submitted. Hopefully they'll be approved in that reallocation of disaster recovery.
And I have a couple of questions on that. I want to make sure. Those two projects, I guess those drainage district and improvement, they didn't receive any American CARES Act funding, right?
I don't believe the drainage districts received CARES Act.
We gave to some of the water districts.
Right.
It was all water utilities. I don't think that drainage was an eligible expenditure.
Okay.
Right. I will tell you, Water District 10 did get... if you're talking about the ARPA funding, yes, they do have two projects on the ARPA funding, but this was not one of them. So this is an addition.
Okay. And the other one was, I want to bring to attention, the reason why we're putting the Constable Precinct 6 things on the agenda, that is a new constable, and I just wanted to make sure the public knew that.
Are we going to have, oh no, he's taken, okay, I know. I was going to ask if Constable Precinct, JP Precinct 8 had to get allocation. He's not going to have to take a lame duck approval of his educational cost for the December 8th school.
No, because he's already in office.
Very good. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider possibly approve and receive a donation from Motiva for the use and benefit of first responders in the amount of $5,000 pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item B is consider and possibly approve accepting a donation from Ms. Lori Leister of three photographs of the 1931 Historic Courthouse in honor of Teresa Goodness, 34 years of service to the County Clerk's Office and continued service to the Jefferson County Historical Commission pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. And item C is consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute a resolution adopting a settlement on behalf of Jefferson County, Texas and Texas opioid litigation with Kroger Company, referred to as the Kroger Texas Settlement, to authorize county judge to execute a settlement release approving the Kroger Texas Settlement. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Arnold and Erickson. Any discussion? And Ms. Leister, I see you're here today. I take it you didn't bring the photographs with you, but we want to take this opportunity to express our appreciation to you. Is there anyone here from Motiva? Okay, thank you. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing the airport manager to file necessary amendments to current new applications with the FAA for the continuation of the imposition of a passenger facility charge at the rate of $4.50 and the reimbursement to the county of passenger facility charge revenues from the airport in accordance with the airport capital development program. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under the Engineering Department, we have one item to execute, receive, and file a utility permit number 13U24 between Jefferson County and West Jefferson Water District for the purposes of a potable water line project, which will be placed along a route from LaBelle Road, Steinhagen Road to Industrial Road, and located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under County and Clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the order canvassing the results of the November 5th, 2024 general election. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda item. I'd like the public to note that we will not be having court next week during Thanksgiving week. Is there any member of the commissioner's court or any elected official who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? All right. Well, thank you all so very much for being here today. There's nothing further than we are adjourned.
Fred, I need to visit with you.